What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, June 26th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Good
morning. And Jason Bishop.
Hey, what's up?
Johnny Cakes in San Diego. I saw him post a picture.
Yeah.
From being at
the Nats game.
The Padres game. The Nats game. Padres won one zippy.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't see a lot of offense.
No, yeah. He didn't.
I would say the over-under on how many innings he was there.
I'd say five.
Four and a half.
That's all, you think?
Yeah. Nah, that's where I'd set the over-under. I'd go over.
I think I would go over.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're there. What else you got
and
to do?
And the weather was great.
You can't have nothing else to do.
You see how that, nice actually, that weather looked like it was like mid-70s?
It actually goes fast when you have no offense.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Like they only had, what, three hits? Something like that?
Well, Nick Pivetta was on, man. James Wood wasn't.
Yeah, it's all good.
One of those days.
Of course, we had the NBA draft last night, and after all the talk, they end up with Texas guard Trey Johnson with the number 6 pick. I remember, EB, you did one of your commercial break film studies mm-hmm. of Johnson. Really good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 6'4". He's 19.
Yeah, I mean, he's a baller. There's no doubt about it. He's got a
good three-point sniper.
Got a big wingspan, super athletic. What I really like is the Texas coaches said he's their hardest worker since they've had KD. So, you know, I love guys like that. Just gym rats. You know, they're going to out-rep everybody. They're going to be better than most.
And he seems like a good kid, too.
Seemed like a good kid. Terrible suit. Trying to get over that.
He wore the shorts, right?
I guess that's what you call it. Just awful.
What were they? Longer shorts?
Yes, they were like.
It was like. Suit
remember
shorts.
When?
That was weird.
You had the Fab Five, but then Arkansas took it to another level. They're those kind of shorts.
I don't know. It was weird, but whatever. Doesn't mean anything, I guess. I'm trying to get over it.
He's wearing suit with, and you can see his white socks.
It's okay.
Seems like a great kid. Whatever, but I love. He's a hard worker, super athletic, good pick. I actually was focused, obviously, on Ace Bailey, and the broadcast was the country was. It seemed like. And I have to tell you, my opinion is that kid came off great. He looked like he was having a ton of fun. He and the Harper kid, I thought they were adorable, the two of them. And they're like, I like your hat, son. I like your hat. You know, they were just really
it's cool that
drinking it up.
The NBA draft coverage is cool because unlike the NFL draft, they immediately have all the family members there. And they, you know, they have girlfriends or, you know, whatever. And they have mom and dad and brothers. And they just interview them all.
I think they kind of have that in the NFL.
Well, maybe a little bit, but not like that.
It's just, I don't know. It was really nice to see. And just see the way, obviously, anytime you have a draft like that and you see families impacted and, you know, some of these kids, you know, like the one that came from, was it VJ? The one that
from
the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, I came from nothing.
Yeah.
And the mom is just, you know, crying. And it's just great to see these guys. Now, look, a lot of them already made a little bit of NIL money, but mm-hmm. this is generational.
It's next level. It's their dream, too. That's the biggest thing.
These guys are just going to be studs. I really think it's a good draft. I think you're going to look back at this draft and say, man, there were some really impactful players in here, and I think you're going to have a few stars.
You mentioned Harper. His mom went viral.
Yeah. Well, she's she went ugly.
Yeah.
Shocker that Ryan Harper.
Yeah, he married a hottie.
Yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, I love the Johnson pick. I thought Bailey clearly was just he and his agents. They were trying to orchestrate something where they could get to where they wanted to go. Didn't work out. He's too good. Ended up in Utah. That was funny. The kid that Toronto drafted, you could read his lips. He said the F word. He didn't want to go to Toronto. I presumably and pay all those taxes and deal with all that.
Yeah.
But you know he'll be
it's
fine.
Just far away.
Also far away. But taxes are a big deal, dude.
He said that he wasn't upset. He was just saying, "F, like I can't believe like what just happened.
Okay.
I got drafted."
Okay.
Of course, they asked him about that immediately. He was like, "No, the F was about disbelief that this would just happened."
Maybe. Yeah. I believe he said that, but I don't know if I believe it.
Back to the Wizards selection. It's interesting. Obviously, he's a great shooter, and they like those skills. But apparently, when he met with Will Dawkins and the Wizards brass, they actually had a highlight package for him to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't highlights. It was him taking plays off.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they wanted to see his reaction. Yeah. And yeah, he said he appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the player I want to be.
Yeah, they're going to push him.
Yeah, good.
Which is good. Yeah, I think it's an excellent pick. Excellent pick.
Yeah, we said when we did our mock yesterday, we said, you know, after the mock, we just said there's a 100% chance Bailey or Trey Johnson will be available at 6.
Yeah.
Obviously Bailey wasn't. He went right ahead I think it's a great pick.
I think it's a very good pick.
I loved the Walter Clayton pick, but I was hoping they would keep him and they didn't. you know, they wanted to get a younger player and they wanted to get some extra draft picks, but
I think it was Utah that did exactly what I wanted the Wiz to do. Take Bailey and Clayton. I thought it was super interesting draft. It's the most interested I've been in the draft in several years beyond just like the first pick. It was really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked a lot of the personalities. I thought the kids are great. I'm not sure if I love the panel. Like, I don't know if I love the, the ESPN broadcast. Were there several ESPN channels that were covering it? Because Stephen A. was on a channel.
That's right? The only one I watched.
ABC.
You know, I didn't watch the Stephen A. panel. I watched the other one. Kendrick and I don't even know who the two women are. I know they cover them.
Malika Andrews.
Yeah, I don't know them. But
You didn't want to watch Stephen A.
I mean, I chose.
You got to deal with it sometimes.
I gotta imagine they gotta have somebody better than Kendrick Perkins up there. You know, he may be giving fine information. He just, I find him a little bit hard to understand, and
he sometimes is not listening when they did the Walter Clayton pick.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They had just announced that the Wizards had traded or were going to trade the pick to Utah.
I know. He said, they traded Jordan Poole. He's going to get some playing
time. Yeah, and he just went in a whole analysis.
I think he's fairly terrible.
You know how many times we on this show
I understand.
Haven't heard something
it's
that
fine, but
someone just said?
It's fine. But he
happens all the time.
I just don't think he's that entertaining.
I think he's all right. He's opinionated. He's
I need a better. I need a bigger personality.
The NBA, he's pretty good, but he's got a lot of, you know, southern cliches.
I don't know. I don't get sized.
Well, so they did not draft Walter. Well, they drafted Walter Clayton, but they traded him. And instead, they got a kid from Illinois who's tall,
mm-hmm.
long.
Looks like he's athletic.
He was the Big Ten Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah. Younger, yeah.
Yeah, and he, I guess he had a big growth spurt where he went from like 5'9 to 6'6 there. Over a 1 or 2 year period. I think now he's listed at maybe 6'8 or something.
6'8, yeah. But so, he's really thin.
Yeah, they look like they wanted to get some guys that can score a little bit.
They want younger. So. They went young.
They're going to have this interesting mix of some older guys.
Yeah.
Like Middleton and Smart and CJ McCollum, who they just traded for.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just going to have a slew of young players. And it's almost like, well, let's figure out who emerges, right? We like Bob, and we like the guys they drafted last year. And I'm talking about mostly the guards right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see if A.J. Johnson emerges,
mm-hmm.
or if Trey Johnson emerges.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Johnson still might be another year or two away.
Well,
he's so young.
Trey Johnson, yeah. I mean, look, you draft someone 6, Trey Johnson's part of your future. So I would think that, you know, he's going to get a great opportunity. And I think the fact that they've got veterans on that roster like they do, you know, 15-year vets, I think that's great for those young players. Now we'll see what those veterans, how they, you know, relate to the younger players. I mean, sometimes veterans just want to really compete, get theirs, and make the playoffs. But if they're willing to sacrifice some of that and help these younger players develop, that's a great combination. But we'll see.
Thought there was a lot of good reaction via social media about the pick. I had just put up, you can follow us at Junks Radio, whether you like the pick.
About the Trey pick?
And most people seem to be on board with it.
Yeah.
Good.
I was hoping Queen would slip. Valdez, I'm sure you were too. Of course, New Orleans picked him up with 13. He, you know, he's a charming kid. He's fun to see being interviewed and everything.
Classic suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tommy Sorber. The two local kids go 13 and 15.
Yeah.
Now he ended up. Who drafted him?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, the Thunder. Okay, and you know, Queen ultimately gets traded back to New Orleans. But yeah, two local kids go pretty high in the top 15.
I was seeing there was some social media bullying though about the Queen pick, in that he's going to be paired with Zion Williamson, and they don't believe that's a good model because Queen can be soft, gain some weight. Zion might not be the best role model for him.
I don't think his game is soft.
No.
I mean, he might like Twinkies, but he'll be fun to watch and root for. I don't know. I really, really enjoyed this draft for the first time in quite a few years. So I'm excited to see how they pan out. Carter Bryant, that was Jimmy Patsos' guy. Mm-hmm. He ended up, I think, with the Spurs.
Yep.
It's amazing that a guy, I think he made something like 39 threes or something, but he only averaged 6 points a game. But, you know, he was up there dressed like a future baller.
I think he had
no shirt on.
He had no shirt under the suit.
But I don't know. I loved it.
It was fun.
I was super excited about it. Drab, I don't even know what Drab's team is. Drab, what is your team? Said the Sonics are gone. Like, I don't even know. Do you have a team?
Trailblazers.
Trailblazers are your team? What'd they do?
They drafted a guy from the rafters in the middle of the first round.
The Asian guy? The Chinese kid.
Tenzin Yang.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, but who knows?
Yeah, because they've
locked in on him for like 2 years, they said.
What are they going to do with Klingon? These are two big guys.
This guy's much bigger, though, isn't he? No, is he like 7'2" or no?
I mean, Klingon's huge.
I didn't know he was that tall.
Yeah. So, is this Chinese kid more of an outside player?
No.
Okay.
I'm the Chinese Jokic.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hmm.
Well, they originally drafted the Cedric Cowart, but they traded him to, I think it was to Memphis.
Yeah,
well,
his story was amazing. His story's amazing. Started D3 and then I don't even know where the hell he ended up. Like Washington State, and then it was going to go to Duke to get the last year in, but stayed in the draft.
Yeah,
that's a great story. Actually, only played 6 games last year, but still showed enough to be built like a top 15 pick, something like that, wherever he went.
Yep.
Well, people seem to like it. I'm looking at some of the social media reaction. Trey Johnson comes to the Wizards. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. Chase Hughes is going to join us, Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports Network. He'll jump on at 8:25. And our pal John Fanter covers college hoops for Fox. He'll be on at 9:25. And, of course, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067.